Greetings from the headquarters offices of the Church of God, a worldwide association. Mr. Franks has asked that I present this week's edition of In Accord and give you all an update on the portion of the work being done from here in McKinney. With the start of the festival season only 2 weeks away, our attention is squarely focused on our personal preparations for the Passover and the Days of Unleavened Bread. I'll have more to comment on about this in a few minutes. But first, let me give you updates on the events that have been going on here in the office. Sometimes we're asked why we give these travel updates. Well, in case you are wondering, there are a couple of reasons, good reasons, we feel it's important to do so. First is the biblical precedent found in the book of Acts in chapter 14. After Paul and Barnabas traveled extensively doing the work of God, we read in verse 27, "Now, when they had come and gathered the church together, they reported all that God had done with them and that he had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles." And again in chapter 15, in verse 4, "And when they had come to Jerusalem, they were received by the church and the apostles and the elders, and they reported all things that God had done with them." So those involved in carrying out the work of God reported to the church what they were accomplishing and what God was doing. Therefore, we feel we have an obligation to keep you informed of the happenings in the work. Now, a second reason for these travel updates is so that you might pray about these things, and especially for your brethren who are scattered around the world. And of course, third, we know that your heart is in the work of the church, and we want you to know what is going on and what God is doing. So I hope you don't tire of these updates, but look forward to them so you can stay up to date on what's happening in the church and update your prayer list as appropriate as well. Now, with that said, let me give you an update on our recent travels. As I speak, three of our administrative team are spending their final day in New Zealand, where they attended the retirement ceremonies of our pastor there, Mr. Andre Van Belkom, and his wife Elise. Mr. Franks will be giving you an update on that trip in next week's In Accord. But since the last time I was able to update you, Pam and I have been continuing our travels, visiting with our pastors and their wives. Early this month, we did a swing through Florida to visit our pastors there. We began on the east coast of Florida with a delightful visit with David and Lisa Jackson. Mr. Jackson pastors the West Palm Beach and the Miami congregations. After speaking with the combined congregations on the Sabbath and fellowshipping with the brethren, we enjoyed a wonderful evening meal at Jackson's home with the local leadership team. We appreciate the Jacksons' love and their work in southern Florida. From the Jacksons' home, we drove across what is called Alligator Alley over to Fort Myers on the west coast of Florida. Now, for some reason, I really like the name of that city. We stopped there and had lunch with one of our retired pastors, Mr. Jim Hafley, and his wife, Lois. It was a very enjoyable visit as we talked history and got to see how they are doing since their retirement a little over a year ago. Our next stop was up in the Tampa-St. Petersburg area to visit with Chuck and Deneen Sinan. Mr. Sinan is the pastor of the Tampa and Fort Myers congregations. Since this was a midweek visit, we were not able to speak to the congregations there, but they will have a headquarters visit from Mr. Britt Taylor, who will be going down next week to speak to the congregations there. One evening, we had a very nice dinner with the Sinans, with Mr. Leon Walker and his wife Reba, and our friends Greg and Natalie Rothwell. The day after we left the Sinans, Chuck went into the hospital for bypass surgery, which thankfully went very, very well, and since that time he's been recovering steadily and making good progress. We deeply appreciate the dedication Mr. and Mrs. Sinan continue to show in their service to God's people in that part of Florida. After leaving the Sinans, we drove partway back across Florida to have dinner with retired pastor Roy Demarest and his wife, Pauline. It was a very nice evening, talking history as well as about the future of the church. Then the next morning, we were able to have a late breakfast, early lunch with retired pastor Mr. Dick Thompson. As always, it was a delight to spend time with Mr. Thompson. We talked history, current events, and especially the need to prepare the church for the future. From there, we went on to Tim and Michelle Rickard's home. Mr. Rickard is the pastor of the Ocala and Orlando congregations. On Sabbath morning, we ran the church circuit to be able to speak to the two congregations there. And after fellowshipping with the brethren, we enjoyed a wonderful dinner with the Rickards, followed by ice cream dessert. Now, who doesn't love ice cream? We also greatly appreciate the work the Rickards are doing in their part of Florida. Our visit with them was a fine conclusion to what I think was a very profitable trip. From there, we landed back in Dallas and immediately drove down to a camp facility near Waco, Texas, to spend 2 days with the South Central Region pastors and their wives. In attendance were all the pastors from Texas and Louisiana, including two of our more recent hires into the full-time ministry, Pat Sinan and his wife Carrie, and Nick Slaughter and his wife Sarah. We had a wonderful time getting to know each other better and compare notes in our responsibilities. Before we headed for home, we spent a few hours talking about how we as ministerial services can better serve the ministry and how the pastors can better serve the brethren. Now, as we look to the future and the servants the church will need to care for the brethren, the focused mentoring program is one of our key efforts. To date, 86 couples have completed the program, and of those, God has called 28 of them into the full-time pastoral ministry. The program is designed to help our couples grow in their service in their church areas, as well as become more familiar with the ins and outs of the pastoral ministry. This year, we have an additional 7 couples participating in the FMP. We brought all of them out here to McKinney for a weekend of additional classes and food and fellowship. This year's participants are from left to right, Gabe and Victoria Ellis in Cleveland, Ohio, Ariel and Karen Rosales in Austin, Texas, Aaron and Lizzie West in Houston, Texas, Braden and Monica Ebersole in Sherman, Texas, Tim and Jen Foster in Cincinnati, Ohio, Tim and Lisa Dickey in Birmingham, Alabama, and finally, Jimmy and Ellen Mills with their brand new baby daughter, Elizabeth. They're also in Austin, Texas. This weekend is extremely helpful for us to get to know these couples better, for them to grow closer to each other, and to provide further instruction that we hope will help them serve more effectively in their congregations. And of course, as a backdrop, we certainly hope and pray that God will call some of them into the full-time service in His church. After the focused mentoring program couples headed for home, while Messrs. Franks, Horchek, and Taylor headed off over the Pacific, Mr. Kylo and I spent the last weekend flying in different directions to conduct Sabbath services and the international leadership classes in different places. Mr. Kylo took off over the Gulf of whatever it should be called now, and he spent the weekend in the Caribbean nation of Barbados. Pam and I headed south to central Mexico to spend the weekend there in San Luis Potosí, where we were able to speak at services and then conduct the leadership classes. The central Mexico congregations are pastored by Mr. Adan Langarica, Adan and his wife Rosario. After services, we enjoyed a wonderful homemade meal that the brethren provided before we began the leadership classes with the ILP group. Pictured here are the 6 couples as well as our interpreter. San Luis Potosí is a vibrant congregation full of energy, enthusiasm, and children. We were greatly encouraged by the Langaricas and the faithful families in this part of Mexico. And of course, we must thank our interpreters, Alberto González and Gabriela Martinez for their help in helping us to communicate with those that speak Spanish. Well, travels aside, we deeply appreciate your prayers for safety and for the effectiveness of each of these kinds of trips. We hope and pray that they help to strengthen the unity of God's church. Now, as I mentioned at the start of the program, all of God's people are at this season of the year squarely focused on the upcoming Passover and Days of Unleavened Bread. This annual reminder of the great price that was paid to purchase our spiritual freedom, the death of our Savior Jesus Christ, is deeply personal and deeply meaningful for us all. Hebrews 12:3 reminds us, "For consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls." Now, I'd like to read that to you from the Amplified Bible because it states it this way. "Just consider and meditate on him who endured from sinners such bitter hostility against himself. Consider it all in comparison with your trials so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." Trials are an inevitable part of life in this world. But the Passover reminds us that God loves us so much that our Savior took our penalty of death upon himself. So as we keep the Passover this year, let's be reminded of the sacrifice made on our behalf and recommit ourselves to living an unleavened life. Well, that will take care of our update for this edition. Next week, Mr. Franks will be back from New Zealand to update us on their trip there and will no doubt help us further in our preparation for the spring Holy Days. It is certainly an exciting time to be a part of the work of God. We trust that you'll have a wonderful Sabbath. And since we were just in Mexico, I'll say adios por ahora. In other words, goodbye for now.